The world's largest particle accelerator is back online today after a 2-year upgrade hiatus. The Large Hadron Collider is located underground at the French-Swiss border and is run by CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research. The collider first began conducting experiments in 2008. Joining us now is Julia Tom-Levy, Associate Professor of Experimental Physics at Cornell University. Professor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, and we're excited to have you. And tell us what this collider does exactly. How does it work?
Well, it's an underground tunnel in which we accelerate protons to very, very high energies. Protons are parts of atoms, basically. They consist of quarks. And if they're accelerated to almost basically the speed of light and collided, there's a gigantic amount of energy available that can be used to produce Higgs bosons or other exciting things that we can then study.
And the Higgs particle that you're talking about, this was actually discovered there at CERN by the Hadron Collider.
That's right, in the first run. And now we're going into season two.
So what kind of upgrades were they doing to the collider during the 2 years that it was shut down for maintenance?
Well, it's very, very challenging to go to such high energies, to accelerate protons to such high energies. And so there was a fair amount of work done to the accelerator to allow that. And now we're at 13 tera electron volts. That's unimaginably high energy that has never been reached before. And at those high energies, different things can happen. Things happen at different rates and new avenues, new production channels open up. So that's what all the excitement is about.
Now, I have read in looking into this story that people are saying that we're entering a new era of physics with this technology. Is that your view?
That is my view. So, there will be continued studies of things that we were all ready to access before, but there are also new things that we were never able to do before. So it's possible that, a new discovery is imminent. It's possible that we're adding more information to things we already know and more precise information that will allow us to understand things better, will allow us to study the Higgs boson in more detail. And coming back to the discoveries, of course, that's the really exciting part.
Well, and for somebody who's listening to this who has nothing to do with the world of physics, what does this mean to our lives, really?
Well, it's understanding the world at the most fundamental level. So what are the elementary particles? How do they hold together? How do they communicate with each other? What are the forces between them? What mediates the forces? How do they acquire their mass? So for me, those are really, really exciting questions.
And I'm going to ask a question that you will probably think is a really stupid question, but because I've read some Dan Brown in my life, is it possible that this Hadron Collider could ever create a black hole?
It is possible, but not a big black hole that will swallow up the world.
Okay, good. We'll take your word for it.
Okay.
Julia Tom-Levy, Associate Professor of Experimental Physics at Cornell University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.